new Amtrak train will soon be running through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. The route, called the Twin Cities Milwaukee-Chicago Route, will travel between, you guessed it, Chicago to the Twin Cities, making 8 stops in Wisconsin. The route's an extension of the already established Hiawatha Line connecting Milwaukee and Chicago, as well as the Empire Builder, which connects Chicago to the West Coast. And today, we have with us Terry Brown, the Vice President of Public Relations for the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers. Terry, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon, Molly.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you could join us. Let's start with this route. So we've got the Hiawatha, we've got the Empire Builder. How will this route work?
Not much differently than it already is, quite honestly. There's a little bit of improvement needed on the Canadian Pacific main line, the freight line over by La Crosse and into Minnesota up to Winona. And the Hiawatha is in process of having some improvements on the line. So Canadian Pacific has said that when the Hiawatha improvements are finished, the TCMC can roll even before the TCMC construction even begins. So the three projects that have to happen for the Hiawatha improvement is the station at Milwaukee Airport. The second platform has to be constructed. I can't believe Canadian Pacific freight trains actually roll through the Milwaukee station right now. It's a crazy scene if you catch it sometime. The second project is a creation of a cutoff that goes through what's called Muskego Yard, just south of the Milwaukee Intermodal Station.
Yeah.
That will get all the freight trains out of the station. And then they have to improve some signaling for a couple miles west of the Milwaukee station downtown.
So is this why we won't actually see this new train until 2024? There's all these additional construction projects happening in order to make it work. When I first heard this announcement, I was like, hey, a new train. And then I saw, wait, 2024?
Yeah, you know, these things don't happen overnight. And then there's this thing called COVID that came along and some supply side shortages. When I hear the passenger rail and the freight rail managers talk about their own projects, the first thing that always comes up is the lack of steel to make steel for the rails. So boy, we're in a tough situation. That's just one of a couple things going, but quite honestly, the concession from Canadian Pacific allowing the TCMC to start before the improvements happen in La Crosse and Winona, Minnesota, is huge. That's unprecedented in the United States, quite honestly. You know, very, very pleased with Canadian Pacific over that. We're kind of hoping that, you know, we get a nice summer and maybe a light winter. Maybe we'll have a Christmas present for Christmas 2023, you know, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And so passengers will see the same stops at the same stations across Wisconsin?
Sort of. The Empire Builder does not stop at Milwaukee Airport, nor does it stop at Sturtevant. So the TCMC offers people in the Racine Kenosha area and travelers that are going direct from the airport access to Columbus, Wisconsin Dells, La Crosse, Winona, Minnesota. That's a unique bonus for the people that live in the far southeast Wisconsin area.
Direct to the airport. Gotcha.
Right.
I've taken that Empire Builder, but the other direction, west.
Right. But think about it. If you live in La Crosse, and I understand catching a flight out of La Crosse is crazy expensive, even before COVID. And say you decide you find a cheap airplane ticket out of Milwaukee to your destination. How do you get to Milwaukee Airport from La Crosse? Well, the Empire Builder was an option, but it stops in downtown Milwaukee. How do I get from downtown Milwaukee to? Well, hey, right. If when the TCMC comes, you can go right from the station in La Crosse to the airport station. One and done.
Nice. And I understand there's some shuttles also maybe to the Madison area?
Maybe. That's been talked about. It's on again, off again. Yes, I personally know some people in Madison that would utilize the shuttle to Columbus to ride the train. Van Galder has bus service. I'm aware of that. The timing is not ideal. I get it. But man, maybe in 18 months, something will come along. What Amtrak and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has talked about in the name of a shuttle is a shuttle that meets up with the TCMC train in Toma and carries people to Eau Claire. There's a lot of people in Eau Claire that are happy about that. They'd rather have a train, you know, mind you. But the fact that there's a shuttle bus that'll take them from Eau Claire to Toma just to catch the TCMC train is good.
Gotcha. Well, we will keep an eye on this as it rolls along. Well, thank you, Terry, for joining us.
Certainly.
That was Terry Brown, Vice President of Public Relations for the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers.